entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast, episode 112. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Leighton. And it is Monday, August 17th, 2015.
Joining us today is the usual producer, Theodore's over there. Theodore, thank you for being here. Funny story. Theodore was actually fired earlier today after he said that he wouldn't be able to help us record the podcast. I fired him on the spot. But later, when he miraculously showed up at the studio, I rehired him, so he's back on
staff.
That
is such a lie. I made a sacrifice of not going out to eat with my friends just to record this, and not because of fear of being fired, just because I felt bad.
Sacrifice is good.
I'm not saying it isn't, but you did not fire me.
This is the life of a podcaster.
It's lonely. It is lonely sometimes.
You have to make sacrifices in order to really produce something worthwhile.
Speaking of producing something worthwhile, I did find out that we still have our sole listener from New York is still listening. Friend of a guest on the podcast, Jeffrey. Well, let me say this
Dahmer.
Again. Friend of this of a sister of the guest who was on the podcast. So Jeffy was on the podcast. Oh my, it's been months ago, speaking about holidays and the evils of such things and so on. And his sister has a friend in New York, and she's still faithfully listening. Which
Good.
Is surprising, but encouraging.
That's so surprising that we have such a faithful listener. Oh my goodness.
Leighton, last week, let's do a little recap. You were about to go get some. You were about to go to a new place and get some new training. Is that right?
Yes.
My recollection. Oh. Correct?
Oh my goodness! Yes. Oh.
Well, hold on. We want to know about that. We want to know about that. There's some more exciting news. I got a phone call from your boss, and he asked me about starting up a little multimedia endeavor that you would be a part of, very likely.
Yeah, I'm definitely involved.
So we'll talk about that. And let me think here. I know there's some other stuff too. Oh!
There's a stump.
There's a stump you gotta get to, and our family has a new member. And some of you might be thinking that it's my sister who is pregnant. That is also true. But there's also an other member of our family, and she is an exchange student from Thailand, and her name is Proud, and she'll be spending the school year with my parents. And so that's kind of cool and exciting as well. So, I guess let's jump right in. Leighton, first off, last week you teased what you were going to be doing, so how did your new training go?
The training was... It was interesting.
Wow.
To say the least. Okay, if you want to look her up, she has a website called tipasnow.com.
Tipa?
That's T-E-E-P-A space S-N-O-W. Tipa Snow.
Right. I see it.
And she is...
About in her 60s, early 60s.
Yeah, she's eccentric, Ruben. She's very eccentric. And she gets very involved in her teaching.
So can you explain a little bit, why did you have to go to this class?
Well, we have this thing called an in-service. And once a week... or is it once a month? I forget.
We're getting Leighton, we're getting a little bit of wind feedback from your mic.
What wind?
Maybe take the mic out of your mouth, and I think it'll improve.
No, Ruben, I love eating the mic. It tastes so good. It's my sustenance. Can you hear? Are you still getting wind?
No, that's better.
Okay.
Carry on.
She gets very involved in her teaching, and her primary thing is teaching people how to better care for people with dementia.
Okay.
All right. And it probably didn't help that, like, when we got there, there's a whole group of us that went, a mixture of CNAs and nurses, and we all loaded up in a maxi van and a minivan. We had two vehicles, and we got there. We went from Hillcrest down to Little Rock, which is the capital of Arkansas, and it was hosted at a mega Baptist church, and we got there at about 8:30, 8:45, somewhere in there. Classes started at 9.
So this is a one day class.
Yeah, and we're sitting in their fellowship hall. I'd call it a fellowship hall. And she didn't get there until about 11:00, 11:30.
Oh wow!
Because her flight was late or something.
Oh, she was flying so, in. Hold it. So she's a big timer.
Oh, she's huge. It's huge, Ruben. It's huge. She was stuck in Little Rock and she couldn't find a flight from. No, sorry, she was stuck in Dallas and she couldn't find a flight to Little Rock anywhere, and so her flight kept on like getting canceled or something. So she wasn't able to fly in until 11:30.
Hmm.
Whatever. Anyways, so she. She's really good at demonstrating what a person with dementia is like, but she's almost too good. Like she incorporates whenever she gets into character of a dementia patient, she cusses a lot.
Could you get in character for us, Layton, while you're telling us your
no. Nope.
I think it would give us a better understanding of just what you experience in the day-to-day.
I can't.
Layton, don't worry. As a producer, I can bleep out anything inappropriate you say.
Context, Layton. This is context.
Context. Ruben, our listeners are so young. They're so innocent, and I would hate to break that. A couple of weeks ago, I was told that a mother uses this podcast to just give her kids something to listen to, and I don't want to defile their little ears. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear.
All right.
There's a podcast in the air, and if we cuss, it won't go anywhere. So be careful, little ears, what you hear.
I'm glad one person is chuckling.
Anyways, so she incorporates a lot of cussing and also a lot of grabbing.
Ooh.
So she's, you know, walking around aimlessly in the crowd, and then she'll reach out and grab for a quote-unquote and then that eventually turns into grabbing something else. Mind you that most of the audience is women.
Okay.
So
Layton,
and then she like comments about what she's grabbing, and it just turns into a giant inappropriate mess.
Did you ever feel uncomfortable?
Yes,
you did.
Yes,
hold it. Okay, now I have new respect for this experience, because if you felt uncomfortable, it must have been pretty extreme.
It was. It probably didn't help also that, like, it was just me and one other guy in this whole group of, like, as far as from Hillcrest.
So, okay, so there were other people besides, there was, you were with, okay, yeah, you did say you came in a huge van, so you were with a lot of other female nurses and CNNs.
CNAs, but yeah. Yeah, and it was super tense.
Okay.
And, Yeah, but yeah, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go to tivasnow.com and just watch some of her videos. It's quite a sight to see.
Well, one thing I noticed on her website, she's got a little graphic, and then it looks like she's helping another lady who looks younger than what she is, which is interesting.
But she's probably helping, like, that's probably not a dementia patient. That's probably, like, someone at one of her workshops or something.
I don't know. She looks, I mean, the other lady also looks pretty old. If you go to the website, you'll know what I mean. It's maybe about halfway down. It's the graphic inside a laptop screen. Anyway. I digress. Keep on going. This is very interesting.
What, you want me to keep going about Tifa Snow?
Well, I mean, is there more that happened then? What was your takeaway from it?
My takeaway was, oh man, what was my takeaway? Dementia patients have a different way of communicating than what normal people communicate with. Or sorry, I said normal. What people that don't have dementia would communicate with.
Yeah, isn't that normal?
Yeah, pretty much. they speak in rhythms and in volume.
Well, at least give us that demonstration.
So, like, they usually attach to, like, one word or one phrase, because that's, like, the only, like, word that's left in their memory. And so, like, let's say it was, like,
like, Peter Piper. Like that, or even more?
That's not. It'd be more just like Peter. And then if you're like trying to help them, either go to the bathroom, or something, or clean them up. So let's say like they're laying in bed, and you're trying to maybe like roll them over and then pull down their pants to clean them up, or something. So they start out like Peter, and then you slowly help them. You tell them that, you know, you're gonna roll them over, which they probably don't understand because they have dementia, and then you like slowly roll them over, and it goes from Peter, and so it gets more panicky and it gets faster and it gets louder.
So,
and that's their way of saying, "I'm in distress. What are you doing? Get away from my crotch. Those wipes are so cold. Why are you doing this to me? Get out of my room."
Layton, you said that dementia patients communicate by grabbing and just cursing. What is the okay or the proper response then? If you are being grabbed,
the okay or the proper response?
Yes.
Well, what you need to do before you're supposed to, like, before you get into arm's reach of them, you're supposed to reach out to them and grab their hand, like a handshake.
Okay.
You give them a handshake, and then after you do that, you then go into the you like lock hands with them, kind of like. You grab it like thumb to thumb, you interlock thumbs, and then that turns into like a brotherhood thing. So you go from handshake to brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, I'm trying to describe. You put all four fingers, all four, your index, your middle, your ring finger, and your pinky finger. You put it over their, over the base of their thumb. You grab onto their thumb.
Okay.
Like you're going to suck it.
Okay.
And then they do the same for you. You know what I'm saying? Do it with Theodore now, Ruben.
How does he grab onto my thumb if I'm grabbing onto his thumb?
No, well, you can do it together if you're doing it in the right position.
Oh, the other hand. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How black people shake hands.
What?
How brothers shake hands.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And you do that with both of their hands and both of your hands. And so you have control of their hands so that they don't do any inappropriate grabbing. And you can get in real close because you've already made contact with them. They know where you are, and it makes them less frightened when you approach them.
So now I thought dementia was the sort of thing that comes and goes. I thought sometimes they're completely fine, and then at other times it's worse. Is it more bad the entire time?
It depends what stage of dementia they're at. Like, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. And there are multiple stages of Alzheimer's. I think there's four stages of Alzheimer's. Okay. But you can have dementia and not have Alzheimer's. Ugh.
All right.
I think there's over 90 different kinds of dementia. It's quite a bit.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah, Tiva Snow, check her out. She's totes in her probes.
Okay, Layton, that was interesting. I'm glad, you made it out. Would you say you are better for it?
Yeah, I learned some good techniques. And I learned a little bit. I got into the mind of a person with dementia. I feel like I understand them better. So, yeah, it was good.
Very good. Okay. Let's talk about the phone call I got from your boss, Ben Reedsucker. He called me. What, did I say his name wrong?
Well, you say his name weird.
Okay. Well, how would you say it?
Reedsucker.
Okay, Reedsucker. Yeah. Anyway.
No, you're putting it like a U instead of a sucker. You're putting a U. It's a sucker. Reedsucker. You're saying it like Mark Zuckerberg. Reedsuckerberg.
Ben called up and said, "Hey, he's been thinking about. They need some more VSers at Hillcrest.
Yeah. And so women."
Specifically women. Of the female variety. And he said, had this idea, and I think it's brilliant, I think it's great, and I think it's probably something that other VS places will probably start pushing more, is just sharing the experiences of the current VSers with other people via social media, via a podcast or via video or whatever, but somehow showing potential VSers, hey, this is what life is like. And just hearing you talk about it, Layton, it sounds like fun. It sounds like a lot of fun.
And so I only tell you the good things, Ruben, like going to workshops where you watch women grope other women.
So tell us a little bit about how is this supposed to work? I mean, is it moving forward? Is it something still just in the very early talks? And how are you specifically going to be part of it?
Okay, so first of all, it needs to be said, this Ben's whole idea of using social media and or podcasting in order to promote Hillcrest to VSers was totally inspired by the French press. We need to get that out of the way right away.
Yes, I didn't want to come right out and say it, but I'm glad someone did.
We could have gotten the producer to come out and say it. But anyway, so yeah, it was totally French press inspired. Ben, you're welcome. Anyways, and so he loves the French press, and he likes it so much that I think he got this idea that, you know what, if these guys are able to make something so entertaining through audio, then why don't we use this in order to get more VSers here at Hillcrest.
Did you ever tell Ben that the primary reason for going to Hillcrest was to get content for the French press and to promote it? Did you ever share that?
I never said that in so many words, But, you know, he might be picking up on that. I don't know. If he did, the cat's out of the bag, man.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get sent home.
No, so seriously though. So what is the format? Like, would it be you just talking about your day to day? Would it be you and another person? Would it be in interviews? What would be the, obviously it could change, but what is kind of the general, what are you thinking right now?
Well, it's not what I'm thinking, it's what Ben's thinking. And Ben is thinking that if we just do, he wants to basically get testimonials for Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants me to sit down with another BSer in some dark closet somewhere, back in the abyss, in the closets of Hillcrest, maybe a janitor's closet. And we sit in there and we talk for like 15 minutes about their experience here at Hillcrest, you know, what have been some of the benefits, some of the cons, and just kind of give people a more first-hand account of what it's like to be a BSer here at Hillcrest. Because the bottom line is, you can't just go by what I say, Ruben.
It is true, because you are one man, one man's opinion, and there are many people that are serving.
And I do sift through, I pick and choose what I want to share, what I think would be entertaining for the podcast. In this case, for Hillcrest podcast, they're going to be like, they're trying to be more truthful. they're trying to give a more accurate description as to what a BSer's life is like. So it's not going to be all the pleasantries and all of the the extreme adventures and the fun parts of Hillcrest. It's going to be the nitty gritty parts, the stuff that you have to battle through.
Mm-hmm.
And thereby hoping, you know, that people think like, oh, you know what? Maybe Hillcrest is right for me. Maybe it's something that I want to go into. I want to investigate more.
Well, I do think, again, I think it's a great idea. I think you would do great at it, interviewing. You make people feel comfortable, and you add a humorous twist to it as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, me too.
And is this going to be an ongoing thing after you leave, or how will that work? Because you have about a year left over, is that right?
Yes, I have a year and a month. No, wait, half a month. So I have 12 and a half months yet.
Okay.
Anyways. No, wait, no. I have less than a year. What am I saying? I have 11 and a half months yet.
It's just wishful thinking that it would be a little bit longer. But Leighton, what would you say, how have you changed the most since you've been at Hillcrest? And since we visited you, I'd like to point out a few things that I noticed.
Oh my goodness.
Or one thing.
How have I changed? Well, since I've come to Hillcrest, I've become nocturnal. I've decided that sleep is overrated, and I can stay up all night and sleep a little bit during the day, and I'll be good. So you figure out how to operate on very little sleep here at Hillcrest.
How much are you on now for going. How much are you on for the past 24 hours?
For the past 24 hours, maybe six and a half hours of sleep. That's not very that's pretty normal. No, but I am nocturnal right now because I am on night duty.
Okay.
So my shift starts at 10 p.m. and goes until 8 o'clock
a.m. Yeah, I feel like you're kind of avoiding my question, though. I mean, would you say that so far there's some, you know, some character traits that you've got ironed out that you're a little bit more disciplined at?
Well, I don't know, Ruben.
Well, okay, fine. You just want me to come out and say it?
Yeah, say it, Ruben.
All right. Don't take offense at this, Leighton. But when we first came and saw you at Hillcrest, it is true that we showed up greasy and crummy from our long night of travel without showering. You, on the other hand, looked as spiffy as I have ever seen you be.
Define spiffy.
Clean, neat hair. and like pressed clothes.
Pressed clothes.
Like not wrinkly.
Ruben, I was at work. You're supposed to be spiffy at work. You're supposed to be professional at work, and that's what I was being. But well, yeah,
take it as a compliment.
I take that as a compliment. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hillcrest will make you spiffy. Come on down.
All right, Layton. I'm sure we'll keep on hearing more about this in the coming weeks. Yeah. You said you had a story about a stump.
Yeah, I do. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh, there is one question I forgot to answer about the Hillcrest podcast.
Oh yeah.
I think Ben's just thinking of it to like be maybe like 12 episodes and then leave it at that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like an ongoing thing. It's just going to be like a
season.
A quick sample of the pool of VSers here at Hillcrest.
Well, yeah, this is season one, and then after your time there, you come back to Indiana, and then in a few years, when you go back down to Hillcrest, it can be season two, rebooted.
Yeah.
Layton is back at Hillcrest.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little bit worried, though, of, like, people getting jealous that, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so is on the Hillcrest podcast, but I was never interviewed. Why don't they interview me?
What,
Layton? Don't people want to know what it's like to be a janitor at Hillcrest?
Layton, let's just get it out of the way right away. How can people be interviewed by you for the Hillcrest podcast?
If they want to be interviewed, they simply approach Ben with a $5 bill and say, "Ben, I volunteer as tribute," and then Ben reaches out and slowly slips the $5 bill out of their hand and says, and then that's the signal that they're in the pool of the Essers that are going to be interviewed.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that sounds easy enough. I mean, if you have $5, you can pretty much do it.
Yep. Bribery is the best way of talking.
Very good. So, moving on to the stump.
The stump. So, a couple of weeks ago, we had a social. It would have been like one of the last, like the last week in July, I think, something like right before you guys came here, came to visit me, and we went to this cabin. Hillcrest has a cabin. And it just so happens to be the same cabin that we stayed at, Ruben, or stayed close by. We didn't stay in it, but anyway. So we went back there to that piece of property, and we had like a hillbilly cookout kind of thing. It was a hillbilly theme, we all got what?
Well, did you have to dress up in anything strange?
Oh yeah, totes.
So you could go back to your normal attire.
Yeah,
unpressed
a lot of the
clothing.
Guys, there was at least one guy that wore like a fake beard. He looked like one of the Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was great. And then some of the girls wore like camouflage dresses, stuff like that. But yeah, it was a good time. I think I have some pictures I could send you.
Sure.
Yeah, it'll be great. Anyways, so I drove. I was told to drive one of the maxi vans, and haul a whole load of VSers to this social gathering, and so I drove up around to the front of the cabin, and then dropped them off there, and then they have like a circle drive, and I drove the rest of the circle, and I drove around to where the circle began, and then I kept on going, and. Along this circle drive, there's multiple lots and like hookups for campers and RVs. And I just backed the maxi van into one of those lots, which was fine. It was great. Mm-hmm. They said that they wanted me to do that because we're going to be using the center grassy knoll that's in the middle of the Circle Drive to do activities and stuff. So they wanted the maxi van out of the way.
Okay.
So I backed into one of the lots and went on my merry way. We, you know, had a good time at the social, and then 9:15 rolls around and it's time to go. People load up into the maxi van and I'm ready to drive out of the lot and make a left hand turn out of the lot to get out. And then the dean walks over to me, over my window. I roll down the window, and he's like, "Hey, you need to go over to the front of the cabin again because they have a whole bunch of trash, and they want to load it into the back of the maxi van, so you can take it back for them." I said, "Okay." So I have to make a right hand turn now. The direction of turning has changed, Ruben.
Okay.
And so I go forward. I drive forward, and I can see there's a tree. And there is a tree to my right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I make sure that I pull forward far enough that there's the tree. I won't snag it when I'm turning right. I'm not going to make too tight of a turn. So I clear the tree, and then I start cranking it. And once I start cranking, I hear this, like, and I'm like, "Oh, no." And then, like, the whole van erupts in, like, screams and just gnashing of teeth and weeping. Oh. And I just, everyone's just going nuts. And I just facepalm. I just put my hand over my face and I just, And then I was like, "What was that?" And so, "Stump! Stump! It's a stump!" Ah! I was like, "Oh, there's a there's a stump." Ah. Turns out there's a stump on the opposite side of the van, on the passenger side, that just managed to snag in front, snag the side of the van, just in front of the right. Let's see here. It would be the right rear tire. It just snagged it, Ruben.
So now, how do you mean it snagged? It was scraping the tire?
No. Oh my goodness, this is so hard to explain. So imagine a rectangle.
Okay.
And there's wheels on the front and there's wheels on the back.
I got it.
And let's say you turn the front, you only turn the front wheels, okay? You're only turning the front wheels,
okay?
And
yeah.
Then and you drive, you add acceleration, and so your front wheels are turning a lot more than your real wheels. Though.
Yes.
And because your rear wheels are still pointed straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they're pointed straight, you're turning, and you notice that there's a little bit of drag. There's a sluggishness between the front of your rectangle and the back of your rectangle.
So you could sense that there was something from the back was holding you.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the stump managed to, like, so I hit the stump a little bit, and then it managed to dent in part of the van, maybe like a foot and a half dent, and it goes maybe 2 inches deep. Maybe not even that, maybe an inch deep. I don't even know. But it was just a minor little thing. It's not like I floored it and just like absolutely reamed the rear of the van. It's fine.
But is that what everyone else was saying, or is that just what you were saying? That's to yourself?
No. Everyone else was really nice about it and tried to play it cool. Like, oh, it's not that bad. We can buff out the scratches later. Yeah, it's no biggie. I don't know.
I think that means they like you, Leighton.
I just didn't take a wide enough turn.
Oh.
Is the thing. But there was no way for me to see it because it was like perfectly. It was like the stump was too low to see in my side mirror.
Yeah,
and it was high enough that it snagged the bottom of the van and like it. Yeah, it wasn't cut low enough. Whoever cut it did not cut it low enough.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Why wouldn't you cut it closer to the earth,
to the ground?
Why did you wait so long to tell this story to us?
I don't know. It honestly just slipped my mind. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I did get punished quite a bit for it. Ben said that I have to go on night duty at the end of this month. So I was like, oh, okay, fine.
Are there longer-termed punishments coming up after that? Or is that just is the end of this month the end of the punishment?
The end of this, no, the night duty isn't the only punishment. There's also punishment in the form of money that must be paid as a tribute.
Wait, are you serious, Leighton?
Is this voluntary tribute or is this they're picking out of the crowd kind of voluntary?
This is mandatory tribute.
Mandatory voluntary. This is,
I think I'm, yes, a chosen volunteer. They cannot refuse.
How much is the damage?
At this point, we don't know. We don't
at
know.
At this point, what difference does it make?
Okay, we have to post a link to that video of Hillary Clinton talking about Benghazi. can you find it? Have the producer do that.
Yeah, I think he's ready typing away.
Okay, good.
In fact, it'd be great if you'd have it ready to play, Theodore.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I would like that. And it doesn't have to be, like, perfectly at the place.
Yeah.
We'll just, yeah.
That kind of stinks. So you don't know what it's going to cost to get it repaired?
No. But if it's below $480... Then Hillcrest won't have to pay for any of it. And it'll all be my tribute. It's my treat.
Send it over to me, Theodore, and I'll play it.
Oh my goodness. Hillary Clinton, what have you done?
Yeah. Lane, did I ever tell you about the other podcast I do about Notre Dame football?
You what?
Yeah,
another podcast, Ruben.
I never mentioned it to you.
You're such a busy guy.
No, but
you have like two podcasts.
It's kind of cool. Did I ever tell you about the hats that we're selling in relation to kind of the podcast? We got a sponsor for the podcast, and then that sponsor is a company that makes hats. It's like the Cheesehead hat for Green Bay Packers fans, except this one's for Notre Dame football fans. And so appropriately enough, it is a clover shaped hat. And so it's a foam hat and it's called the Cloverhead foam hat. And so, come this fall, I'll be out about, South Bend peddling these and, hopefully selling many hundred.
Are you actually going to be like physically peddling like on a bike?
Yeah, and part of the not on a bike, but on a cart, so it'll be quite the experience.
Okay.
And basically, the company is in California, so they're Notre Dame fans, but they're not obviously here in the South Bend area, and so they contacted us and asked if we'd be interested in being the people on the floor that are actually selling these. So at least for this first year, myself and one of the other hosts of the podcast will be selling those hats. So I'm expecting to have some interesting stories from that coming up. Notre Dame's first game is in a few weeks, September 5th. Actually, it's the weekend that you're going to be here, Layton. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So can I go watch you peddle hats?
Sure, sure. Most definitely.
Wait, Ruben. Oh, okay.
Yes, it also happens that my cousin's wedding is that weekend too, and I will be at that wedding as much as possible. All right, so
where's Hillary?
Theater's still trying to find a spot in the video where she's talking.
Just play the whole. I would play the whole video. It's just 26 seconds.
Oh, perfect. All right, here we go.
We were misled that there was supposedly protests, and then something sprang out of that, and assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But
and the American people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Pat and Stu really make that sound more dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What they do is they kind of mix it with this one. Can I just play it in here?
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
And at this point, what difference does it make?
All right.
I am tired of people saying that if you hit stumps with a maxi van, that you did something terrible.
Layton, what do you got going this week?
This week, actually, I don't have much going because I'm on night duty, and night duty gets no days off. It's 2 weeks of antisocialness. And I don't know, you have a lot of time to think to yourself, to contemplate the issues of life during night duty.
Mm-hmm.
I took the liberty of buying some audiobooks that I can listen to while I'm on night duty.
So you are allowed to listen to things when on duty, or just on night duty?
Yeah, you're allowed to, I don't know. Yes. Usually, like, as far as music goes, it's you just play music for if you have a resident that is restless and needs to have an activity provided for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But audiobooks are allowed to be listened to.
Very good. All right, Layton. I don't think we have anything else that needs to be discussed. But hope you have a good week. Any last words from you? Then obviously our word of the day.
It's not the word of the day, Ruben. It's the word of the week.
Exactly. The word of the week.
The word of the week is stump.
Don't get stumped.
Funny story about a stump. There's a girl who went to Northwood, and she doesn't have either a right or a left arm, and her last name is Stump.
Her last name is Stump?
Yeah.
That's
totally serious.
That's true?
Yes. Look her up. She won, like, some beauty contest.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that does remind me. There was some excitement. I don't know if we can get into what details we can get, but a few weeks ago, an RV was stolen from a local RV manufacturer here in Napanee, out of Newmar. And so,
oh my goodness,
did you hear about it, Layton?
No.
Yeah. So the brief story is basically,
I would tease it, and then we can give details next.
All right. The tease is, a man was seen walking around with a clipboard where the motorhomes are manufactured and then drivers come, delivery drivers come, pick them up, hook up their, you know, their car, their little van, and then drive them to wherever the dealership is. Well, there was this unrecognized man walking around the clipboard, and then all of a sudden, a few hours later, an RV was missing. And the question is, was it a mix-up of paperwork, or is the motorhome stolen? Find out next week for the full story and the full details. Yeah, that was my first attempt at a tease, so it felt like it kind of flopped.
Not bad. No. I'm interested.
All right, we'll have more details next week. Okay, good. Keep on thinking about that. When you're on night duty, let that roll through your mind and think of the possibilities. And maybe keep a wary eye out for people with notebooks or that are taking notes and walking around that don't look familiar.
Clipboards,
that's the word
I'm
I was looking
always
for.
Always waiting for the... Yeah, clipboards. There we go.
Yeah. All right, hey, thanks again, Layton, for joining us. Any closing comments?
No. Watch out for stumps. They'll get you.
You can never be too careful.
They'll jump up and get you. Nope.
All right, thanks for joining us, guys. You can find the latest episodes on the website, FrenchPressPodcast.com. You can also go on iTunes, and if you want to, you can leave your review on iTunes or send us some feedback. Maybe you have a funny story that you'd like to tell us and you'd like to share it on the French Press. You can do so by sending us a message on Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, then send an email to mail@FrenchPressPodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.